You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting on 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
Yo.
Hello, hello. Welcome to CJSF at 90.1 in Burnaby. We are your hosts, Shrevel and
Malik.
And welcome, welcome. So today, I think, well, welcome to another episode of Open Mic, first of all. Today, I think we're just going to just chill a little bit. Yep. Not do too much. We're just going to play some music, talk about it a little bit. We're going to play some blues rock, some indie, some folk. We're going to start off with some high energy stuff, I guess. And then we're just going to start, you know, getting a little bit more relaxed throughout the day. But I hope you enjoy this first tune that we're going to play.
What we got?
Coming.
Welcome back. That was a little tune by Steve Mariner called Working on Something, a little bluesy tune to wake all you up. But to kickstart off the, I guess, the evening or coming into, why don't we do a little Would You Rather
we have? All right. So, would you rather laugh every time someone cries or cry every time someone laughs?
Or cry every time.
Me personally, I'm laughing every time someone cries. Because then, like, you can still laugh while other people are laughing, you know?
I feel like this one is hard. Would you rather, like, embarrass yourself or just, like, that's just kind of mean. Like, laughing.
I could be mean, but, like, would you just be crying while someone else is laughing? You know?
That would just look like you're traumatized.
I know, exactly. So that's why you gotta be laughing while other people are laughing.
Actually, yeah, I think I choose to laugh when someone cries, because at least I could put it off as like, oh, sorry, I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
Because some people just don't know what to do.
Yeah. Emotionless.
Some people just aren't trained in that, you know?
Yeah.
Dealing with the emotion.
Yeah.
Well, that's okay.
Yeah.
Well,
that was a good song.
Yeah, that was
exactly. Very vibey. I like that.
There was a little bluesy tune, bluesy rock. Do you listen to a lot of blues rock?
No, but like there's like some songs I like Shazam on a movie or whatever that I like, and I'll add to my playlist.
Mm-hmm. Do you listen to a lot of rock in general?
Because
me personally, I listen to anything kind of rock.
I listen to a lot of music, but not too much rock. Mm-hmm. I've been getting to like house music lately, I ain't gonna lie.
Really?
Yeah, house music's been a vibe. That's like the only like, because my main genre is hip-hop, but, like, like R&B, trap, whatever. But I've been, like, that's, like, the one genre that's been, like, out of my comfort zone lately. It's house music. I've actually been liking it lately.
How did you get into house music? Was there any, like, particular artist that got you into it?
You know, just, I went to the island on Vancouver Island in the Courtney. And I was with my cousins a lot. And then while he was playing a lot of house music in his cars.
That hooked you.
Yeah, that hooked me.
Hooked you quick.
Yeah.
But I guess, what kind of R&B music do you listen to? Because I know
Drake.
you like make music on your own, right? You do stuff. So what do you take inspiration from?
Not gonna lie, a lot of Drake stuff has actually been an inspiration.
A lot of Drake
stuff. Drake is a vibe.
I see. Yeah. I mean, I guess how could you not? There's a lot of his music.
PND.
Out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Drake's
It's nice. Okay. Well, let's play you another little tune that we have here prepared. Hope you enjoy. Thank you.
A Renaissance Coffee is open at SFU. Parminder and his team have been serving the SFU community with great coffee for more than 20 years. If you're looking for a wholesome meal, delectable desserts, or something to warm yourself and lift your spirits, Renaissance Cafe is a place to be, featuring fair trade espresso beverages and brewed coffee. Renaissance Coffee is open Monday to Friday from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Well, how do you get up and go?
Welcome, welcome. You're listening to FJSF on 90.1 FM. That little tune that you just heard was called Lines in Our Hands by Hermides. And I can't lie, I quickly fell in love with this.
Really?
Really, honestly. I put it on, and it immediately grabs you. Like, it's so relaxed, but it's also, like, kind of upbeat.
Yeah.
You know? It's not like somber or
hell
anything.
Yeah.
It's happy, I guess.
How long ago did you pick up on it? How long ago did you hear it?
I think I heard it like probably like an hour ago.
Really?
Yeah, maximum. And I immediately liked it, like from the get-go.
Huh.
I hope it was for all of you listening.
Yeah, the voice was soothing. The voice in the suit was really soothing.
Yeah, her voice was really nice. And then, you know, the backing vocals in probably like the halfway through.
Hell yeah.
Really added some more texture to it. It was really nice. And I can't lie, like, I wasn't expecting to find much things that I would like picking out stuff, like, in these limits of, like, it has to fit in these certain boxes and stuff. But honestly, I'm starting to like a lot of the stuff that they have here in the, I guess, offices.
Yeah.
You know, because I guess sometimes you just kind of, like, get in the box of, like, saying, no, I only want to play my music, my type of music.
Right? Yeah.
Like, oh, I only want to play R&B or I want to play rock.
Yeah. You know,
I think I came in with that sort of mindset of, like,
yeah,
I only really want to play rock to these people, right? Yep. I want to spread the word of prog rock and that type of stuff.
Yeah, you got to be more like out of your comfort zone.
Yeah, exactly. And I think in anything, you should
like
start to get out of your
That's
comfort
zone. That's how you
grow in life. Exactly. That's how you grow. But I guess it's easier to stay in those boxes. But, and also, I mean, it's fun sometimes. So I can't lie. It's fun.
Yeah.
Kick us off for some more tunes. Let me play you this new one that we have. Again, I'm loving these tunes. I can't lie. These are really good. I hope you're loving them too.
Thank you. the cosmic god. Daydreaming earth meets mine. Telling stories of the patterns that and
Noise of Carpet explores 1990s indie classics and recently exhumed underground gems. Every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 9 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Tune in if you're a slacker, loser, or creep for an hour of positively nostalgic triggers and some new stuff too. On CJSF 90.1 FM or streaming at cjsf.ca.
Welcome back.
Two bangers in a row.
Exactly. That last tune that you just heard was that like classical kind of spacey one. It's called Dream Mirage by Amber CL. You should go check it out. And one before that was Daytrippin' by Hugis, which, I mean, the name kind of caught me off guard because it was just so kind of off, like.
What's the name again?
Hugis. Not to shade. I mean, but no, as you said, like two bangers back to back.
What do you think the meaning would be of that, like for the song?
Of which one?
Like the like, why would somebody would call the song that?
That they called the song Daytrippin'?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I could see like the possibility of like maybe it's like someone who's not on the run but like escaping from things.
Okay.
But for I mean, my first thought was like, "Daytripper" by the Beatles because they're so similar in title.
Okay.
But how about you? What do you think? Why do you think it was called like that?
I don't know. To be honest, I don't know.
Maybe we should have him here, and then he can tell.
Probably. Right? Sometimes titles just got names with no meaning.
Yeah.
Like CJSF.
I guess. Yeah, I guess so. Do you think? I mean, but I guess in that sense, if we're talking about CJSF, it's like, because of, well, the rules that they have in place to, like, picking out your ID, right?
Yeah.
And I guess it has a meaning, too, because, like, they picked SF because, like, SFU, right? It's where we are right now.
Yeah, probably.
So, like, I guess at least if there's no meaning, there's... Do you think there are things that have no meaning at all?
Yeah.
Like what?
I don't know, maybe some, like, titles of, like, because, like, you know, like, organization that just got letters that you spell out?
Mm-hmm.
Some of that stuff doesn't really mean anything for...
Do you have an example?
I was watching this movie. Uh-huh. It was a comedy movie, but I'm not... Like it didn't... I had, like, something that didn't stand for anything. And I think it had, like, Will Ferrell in it or something.
Uh-huh.
But, like, you know, that's probably not true. So probably that's just my theory.
Do you know what movie it is?
Nah.
Not at all?
Nah.
Okay, so what's your theory again?
What do you mean?
Like, what was the theory that you have? Okay. Okay, I see. Whatever. But yeah, two bangers back to back. A little more relaxed than the first one that we had. But, you know, we have to keep you on your toes, right?
Yeah.
Not expect what's coming next. Just like you can't expect what's coming next to you right now.
To hold me, but I found a bound and headed upside down. my lips still, I can almost taste a smoky trail of